Hello, I'm Francis Collins, Director of the National Institutes of Health. It's my tremendous pleasure to join all of you, my extended CF family, for the CFRI's National Education Conference. It's been close to 40 years since I was adopted into the CF family, motivated as a young assistant professor in Michigan to try to find the cause of cystic fibrosis. And I don't use the term CF family lightly. From the start, I've been impressed, really impressed by the way people with CF, their families, their caregivers, the researchers who've worked with them to understand and treat CF, all have acted as a family. You have inspired us all to have hope and to persist. At one point, you even inspired me to write a song. With you, I learned to dare to dream. A time where all our brothers and sisters would be breathing free. We are getting much closer to that dream now. So I'd like to illuminate the journey that brought us here and even look forward. CF was first recognized as a disease in 1938 by clinician pathologist Dr. Dorothy Anderson. Decades passed, several in fact. In the meantime, the CF community began working together to support and educate each other. And treatments, though based on symptoms, gradually improved. With the help of family linkage studies in 1985, the causal gene was located on chromosome 7. But finding its exact location was, at the time, like finding a needle in a haystack. That was my obsession. Fortunately, I wasn't alone. My research lab at Michigan linked up with the lab of Dr. Lapchi Choi at the Hospital for Sick Kids in Toronto, and merging our efforts together, finally, in the summer of 1989, 51 years after Dorothy Anderson identified the disease, we found the gene that caused it. We named it CFTR, the cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator. Well, we were elated. Surely a cure would soon follow. All we needed to do was to fix the problem, and gene therapy seemed like a really promising approach. Take a normal copy of the gene, stitch it into a virus that likes to get into the lungs anyway, and it would all be done. Well, it turned out to be far more challenging than we could have imagined. Every time we tried this, the immune system recognized those gene therapy plans and said, "Oh, no, you don't." And the benefits were extremely short-lived. What to do? Well, basic science work continued. How did this mutation actually produce the symptoms of cystic fibrosis? We learned a lot more about CFTR's protein role in regulating the salt and water balance in cells, and began to understand the possibility of how we might provide a tweak to encourage CFTR to work when the typical cystic fibrosis mutation was preventing that. So if gene therapy wouldn't work, perhaps a small molecule drug would, something that could correct the misfolded protein and restore chloride transport. The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation made a big bet on this. NIH came alongside. Finding and testing such small molecules took more than a decade. But then, in 2012, the first drug to treat cystic fibrosis, not just its symptoms, was approved by the FDA. And while avacaftor only worked in about 4% of people with CF who had that G551D mutation, it was a proof of concept and a refresher of hope. If it could work for them, maybe for more. Soon, the FDA approved two drug treatments that expanded the coverage to about half of patients with CF. And then, in 2019, a remarkable achievement that I confess was an emotional experience for all of us who saw the results of the trial. FDA approved a triple drug therapy, Trikafta, ensuring some 90% of CF patients had an effective treatment option. Just this June, approval was extended to children aged 6 to 11. We have all rejoiced, the whole CF family. But as with any strong family, we are painfully aware of that 10% not yet included in this story of progress for whom the drug doesn't work. We have not forgotten you. In fact, recent advances in CRISPR technology have brought back the curative potential of a gene therapy, this time with an even more powerful approach called gene editing. We're also looking at better ways to deliver that genetic cargo to the right cells, a program at NIH called the Somatic Cell Gene Editing Program, which could provide a lot of new approaches for cystic fibrosis and other genetic diseases as well. We're also studying the pathology of cystic fibrosis, seeking other kinds of new treatments, and to be honest, aiming for the boldest of all goals, a cure. Now, I know the COVID-19 pandemic has somewhat overshadowed everything else for the last year and a half, but I assure you that despite these dark days, research on cystic fibrosis has continued to go forward. We will continue to shed more light on that CF journey until the darkness is finally dispelled. All of us who care about cystic fibrosis probably had some mixed feelings about the film 5 Feet Apart. It brought the seriousness of CF to a public that may not have known much about it, though it also presented some of the facts incorrectly. But one part of that film lingers with me today. The words of Andy Grammer's theme song. Remember that? I'm not giving up. No, not yet. Even when I'm down to my last breath, even when they say there's nothing left, even when nobody else believes, I'm not going down that easily. So don't give up on me. We are the CF family. We've come a long way, but we're not done yet. Not even close. We won't give up until the story of CF is history. Thank you.